Welcome to A Mexican Crossing Lines with your hosts, Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, KPPPLP, Fargo, Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. And tonight, I have a very important show on the truth about Paloma. For those of you who have not heard of who Paloma is, she is known online to many as Paloma for Trump. I've done various shows exposing her fraud in voting in California and also on her connections to people that were committing smuggling in Tijuana. And that are being investigated by the FBI for their ties to organized crime, the Mexican cartels, and weapons trafficking. In addition to that, tonight, I am going to be responding to threats she has made of a lawsuit against our station for exposing people to this truth. I also want to share some statements made by Paloma for Trump in the past about her residency or lack thereof in the United States. And today I have a special guest. I'm going to be bringing her on in just a moment. She will give her eyewitness account of Paloma's actions, including online harassment, inappropriate behavior towards men, including her husband, and children, and dogs, all of that, as well as accusations made by Latinos for Trump, Marcos Gutierrez, that Paloma stole thousands of dollars from one of his clients here on A Mexican Crossing Lines. But first, I wanted to share one of these, a couple of these pics really quick. If you could bring up the Paloma for Trump screen captures. One of them or some of them. Here's the first one. For those of you who have been mentioning that Paloma is going to sue us because we stated that she said that she didn't live in the United States and had not established residency. This is her own statement from Paloma for Trump. She said, nope. I live in Mexico, many exclamation points. I have been saying it for years. I live in Mexico, all in caps. I live in Mexico. Nope, no U.S. address. I live in Mexico. Here's another one in which she asserts that she did not live in the U.S. I need an attorney here to back me up in explaining the truth about what these two cons are trying to do by manipulating the American system. I live in Mexico. I don't even have a U.S. address. That alone is something to look into. Here's another one in which she says, again, that she is being investigated. Her driver's license is being investigated. And she says, remember, I do not live in California. I do not need a California license, but yours might not work soon for your work anymore. Okay, so in response to her accusation that she is going to sue us for having exposed her voter fraud in California, I have this response. The affirmative defense to defamation and libel is the truth. And that came directly from Paloma for Trump, as you could see. So I want to bring on my special guest. Her name is Mary Tando Quintanilla from California. Welcome to the show and thank you for being with us, Mary.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here. Nice to meet you. This is a breath of fresh air. I've been banned from Facebook for the very first time. I actually have over 222,000 likes. Facebook likes to send me a notification that I, have all these likes. I'm not a person that has followers, and I don't have a radio station, and I don't have a platform. I'm just a regular citizen who loves this country. My page is full of politics. I am a conservative, and I know Paloma through the program, and we were very close friends through the political process. I know her, and I know her for about 3 years. So I'm here to kind of set the record straight because my voice has been kind of shut down in a way. She had my. I've never been banned on Facebook. Never with 222,000 likes. I've never been banned. So she contacted me. How this started was I made a comment on your radio program and on Conservative mm-hmm. Anthony's live feed a few days ago. And I just made a comment. I'm a citizen. She likes to advocate free speech and that we all have the right to have our voices heard. And unfortunately, she's deemed me not worthy of having my voices heard. She's not only threatened me with a lawsuit recently, a few days ago in a text message, she, when our friendship broke up, she threatened that I'm not to speak of her name and that she would know if I ever spoke of her name. And that was what, maybe 5 months ago. And I just want to let you know, I am a grandmother. I've raised 4 grown children. I take care of my granddaughter who is disabled. She has cerebral palsy. And some of the behavior I've encountered with her has been quite unbecoming of a woman her age. Very childish, very vindictive. But to go as far, this is her MO, to go and shut my voice down by having Facebook basically ban me for 3 days. It's a first, and it came right after she sent me a text message threatening a lawsuit. Because I made a statement about her animals and a few other things. I made a few statements, but of course my voice can't be heard. She stalks me. She knows every single second, every single move. And so I'll just leave it at that. So that's kind of my intro.
and you have known her for several years, you said, right? I mean, here's a picture of you guys at an event back in 2018. And she's been to your home. She has gone to you to different events with you. You've gone out with her. You've met her husband. You've met some of her animals. You have a history with her, right?
I do, and it's a friendship that I thought we had. I just learned that it really wasn't a friendship. She did a live video about 3 days ago about me. She didn't name me. She said she had a good friend that. She had a friend that she ended the friendship with and that I was someone that she always knew was no good, that she's so bad that the friendship is over, and that this friend, which is me, my name is Mary Quintanilla, she's talking about me, so let's just put it all out there and let them, let her know that, she's trying to silence my voice for one through threats in text messaging and through contacting Facebook and having me be banned from being able to post, which is fine. It's just 3 days. These are her tactics. She tries to intimidate people. And right now, I think what she does is she likes to make fun of people, to discredit people. She's probably made fun of you. And soon after this show, I'm sure she's going to make fun of me and do a live video about me. But yes, I've known her for 3 years through the movement. We actually got to work together on a movie premiere, Dinesh D'Souza's movie premiere through Latinos for Trump. And even at that time, the encounter was really questionable. She was not very happy to get in touch with me and work with me on the project. It wasn't until the last minute that we were able to put together what we were going to do and sell the venue out for the movie. So after that, we became really, really good friends in the sense that I opened my home up to her. And I opened up my home to her and her husband, and they would have a place to stay because we all know she lives in Tijuana. And it's so funny, on this video, let me just address the video she made of me the other day, accusing me of being someone that used her and that she did all these wonderful things for me. She was the best friend. She did so many things that no friend would do for anybody. And let me just clarify, she portrayed herself as being someone that just did so much for me. I was the one who opened up my home to her and her husband. She spent Christmas here. We spent Christmas Eve together. We went to Christmas functions together. She knows my family. I've never been to her home. I've never been in her vehicle. She's driven my vehicle. I mean, there were a lot of things, because her car wasn't running good, there was a lot of things I did very graciously and very trusting of her. But her video the other day, she depicts me as a horrible person. She depicts me as someone who can't be trusted, that she never trusted me, that she knew she had a bad feeling about me. And I'm telling you, this is all nonsense. It's all garbage. This is a person who projects. So what she does is she'll accuse the other party of being exactly what she is. She, in fact, is a person that is questionable and that really rides on the coattails, like I think that she's doing with Trump. She rides on Trump's coattails for fame and notoriety, because that's what she focuses on. That's what's really important. And all of the back and forth with the other conservatives that she doesn't get along with, you have to realize it's all about views. She's very competitive, and she likes to, you know, harass them by making memes and making videos. I mean, this goes as far as a court case was concerned. I actually was a witness for her in a recent restraining order that was brought to court, and I was one of her witnesses. I was the only witness for her. So I bent over backwards in support of her. The only thing is, what we've got here is someone who's disguising who she really is and what she's really about. And when you're out bashing other conservatives and you're fighting other conservatives and you're calling them con one and con two and fatty this and fatty that, it just gets to be a little adolescent. And
you try to, you know, be a voice for peace and a voice for, you know, being grown
yes.
up, right? And the court, you testified that you felt that these two conservative women were fighting for the same cause.
Yes, I made it clear to the judge that I felt personally that it was a shame that here we have in the courtroom two grown women fighting. Supposedly, they support the same cause, and they're fighting in court over very petty things. So I basically was not in court to defame the other party. I was there in support of Paloma as a character witness to say I don't think she threatened these women, and I don't think that that we should be here with regards to a restraining order. But, you know, nevertheless, we let the law work itself out. I don't know what became of that situation because I left. I think the hearing was continued to the later afternoon, so it took the whole day, and I was only there. But I was the only witness called to the stand on both behalves. So I was cross-examined, and you know, I knew both parties. They both women were in my home. So, you know, I'm a very fair person.
Didn't you at some point take a picture with one of these women at an event? Wasn't that the catalyst for her to basically
yes.
drop your friendship?
Yes. So what happened was, the woman who took her to court, I went to a conservative convention in northern, and up in, I forgot where it was, near the Inland Empire, and there were great guest speakers there, and it was a very successful event. Tommy Lauren, and other celebrities, conservative celebrities, were there, and I bumped into the person a few times. And I had some very harsh words for her. I had some very stern words for her. I said, you know, I don't think that this back and forth fighting and making all these memes and making all these live videos are doing us any good as conservatives. I mean, we need to unite, and there shouldn't be any of this division. So I was kind of reaching out with an olive branch, not on behalf of Paloma, just, excuse me, just on behalf of, you know, how I am and how I like to proceed when there's any conflict.
Sure.
I like to resolve the issue and be amicable about it, and just, you know, to have dialogue.
Right.
And I'm a grandmother, and she's a grandmother, and we kind of had, like, shook hands and gave each other a hug, saying, yeah, I agree. You know, we agree, you know, and that's all that was said, mm-hmm. and it was all in good spirited, you know, it wasn't like, you know, throwing dirty looks at each other from across the room and things like that. It was very cordial, and I reached out to her because we bumped into each other, like I said, a few times at that conference. She said, I'd love to take a picture with you. We took a picture and that was it. She posted it on her page and Paloma went ballistic. I got the most nastiest messages. She said, our friendship is over. You are not the person who I thought I was. Don't you ever mention my name. I mean, very ugly. You know, I want you to pretend I never existed in your life. Wow. You will never be my friend again. I will find out if you speak my name. I will find out, as if, you know, that's like, you know, she had conditions for the friendship being ended. Now, it's funny, on her live video the other day, she didn't depict that as happening at all. She depicted me as being the aggressor, going and make, just because I made a couple remarks on a post, your live feed and Anthony's live feed the other day, she right away texted me and said she's suing me for libel, or suing me for slander. Okay. So what's happening here is, for the last 5 months that we haven't been friends, I'm going on with my life, and I could care less that we're not friends, because that day, and I told her, I said, really, over a photo? I mean, she was so ugly. This woman is very mean. And she expressed herself very clearly that she never really liked me and that she never really had a friend. And the bottom line is, Paloma will never be able to be a friend to anybody. That's why most of the people she's enemies with and fighting with, they've all been her friends. They've all been practically her best friend. Mm-hmm. I have been her closest friend for the last, you know, maybe 10 months, because I supported her. Like I said, I heard a lot of problems she was having with other people, but I'm very fair when it comes to other people talking about somebody. Unless that person has betrayed me in the sense where they show me some part of their character that isn't really worthy, or that proves that they're this type of person. Other than that, I don't really turn my back on anybody, and everybody's worth redemption. Right. But you know, today we're talking about, she's making live videos about you, I think, today. And I think the other day when she made the live video about me, I really have no voice. I can't sit there and say, well, what you're saying is partly true, but the whole truth you're not telling.
Right.
So,
and I have to say,
so
that
I took a picture.
Yeah, I have to say that, you know, in my last show, where I talked about this, I said, after the first show I did, I was inundated with so many people that were victims of hers. But when I asked them to speak publicly, they said, I don't want to reopen that wound. I mean, the attacks that they received from Paloma and her entourage of followers were so disturbing and so damaging to their lives. They did not feel that they could speak openly. You are the first person that has been willing to do that. I want to commend you for your strength and your fearlessness.
No problem.
But I also wanted to ask you, just very honestly, Mary, you seem like the kind of person that gives folks the benefit of the doubt, but there were things along the way that you saw that made you begin to question her behaviors, really, because, you know, one of the things that has been said about Paloma is that she harasses people online using other fake accounts and making all sorts of harassing statements. You actually personally witnessed those kinds of activities happening at your house, right?
I mean, she thinks it's all in good fun, and she really doesn't realize the harm she creates. But this is her the way she retaliates. She has to be number one on top as far as retaliation. So she's very busy with making memes and making videos, and she sent me lots through text messages. Look at, these girls are going to die. You know, when they get this, they're not going to be able to sleep. And so that is, to me, again, junior high school mentality, but that is where she puts her time and energy into smearing others and making posts and smearing and calling them alcoholics and calling them all these different names. But yeah, that is one thing that, you know, just having her pass along what she created, the memes she created, the videos she created, and all under different accounts and different names. There's people she was obsessed with that were her friends and then turned enemies. She was obsessed with just following them constantly under a different name on Facebook. I think she probably has about 20 different Facebook fake accounts. She has, I know, about 6 or 7 different phone numbers I have for her, and she probably has about a half a dozen different phones, to kind of go around not identifying herself as her being the person perpetrating all of these memes and videos.
Now, you mentioned that one of the reasons she stayed at your home was because she was concerned for her safety back in Tijuana. She also checked her phone, her car for trackers. What did you make of this type of, heightened fear she had?
Well, I mean, she went viral along with the other person. So the other person she did a video with, they did a video together covering the caravan, and I think she received some concerns, I don't know, for her safety. But the problem is that she always has her husband with her. Her husband is nowhere mentioned in any of these videos, and if you ask any of her followers, they have no idea that she's even married. So she talks about having, being upfront and being honest. This is part of the character that we have to ask, and this is very questionable about her. There's nothing honest, not there's nothing honest about being deceitful to your audience. And when you have people concerned for your safety and saying, you need a bodyguard, you're very brave, you shouldn't be out there doing this by yourself, the whole truth isn't being told. When she's telling a story, I can guarantee you the whole truth of the story isn't being told. So she likes to like present herself up on a pedestal of a person that's out there fighting for you and fighting for Trump. It's all self-glory. It's all, she's very self-absorbed and she's very obsessed with views. So this is why they fought. This is why her and the other person fought. It had to do with who had the most views, and this person's getting more views, and this person promoting this, promoting this other person. And I mean, it was just getting, and I seen it from my own eyes. I mean, I spent a lot of time with her. She was in my home. We went on trips together. I took her to Vegas with me to see Trump at the Trump Hotel. And even the other girl, her very best friend who came with us, no longer is friends with her either. And it seems like all these people that are her friends seem that she seems to turn on them, and then she's busy making memes about them. I mean, there's even a lawsuit. There's even some kind of police report on one of her friends that she posted some very revealing photos, very private photos, of this friend that used to be her friend, and this poor girl had to go and make a police report. But Paloma, I think recently I learned that she never showed up for the court hearing. This is in a
So
different state.
let me reiterate something you just said, because I have heard people accuse Paloma of sharing private, very private photos, intimate photos of people with others. You confirm this does this has happened. How do you know that this has happened?
Well, the very first day I met Paloma, she had a breakup with somebody in the movement. Now, mind you, she's married,
Right.
but no one knows she's married. Even to this day, if you ask any of her followers,
You can confirm that she's really married. You've met the husband. You've seen him. He's real.
and I think he's a very nice guy. I like him. I think highly of him in the sense that the poor guy is really running the show for her, and without him, she doesn't really have much going on. She wants to be this animal rescuer, but it's really him who's taking care of the animals. But yes, he stayed here. We spent Christmas together. We stayed at a log cabin together. They spent Christmas with me here with my family. So he does exist, and
Did she show
he's
you
with
these
me.
pictures on that? Did she show you those intimate pictures with him?
So these intimate pictures were of her and her and a guy she was going out with while she's married. So this is another thing is that I don't understand why she thinks she has the right. Well, I don't understand how she doesn't look at herself while she makes fun of Oscar or she makes fun of Anthony. Let's say she's bringing up their past. Let's say she's bringing up, whatever she's bringing up. I mean, she needs to look at herself and realize no one's perfect. Let him without sin cast the first stone.
Right.
But she's living off of this today I think I heard her saying something about Blue and Oscar. People have passed.
Yeah.
And she's making fun of you maybe being a Democrat. You know, I don't know. You know, has she heard of hashtag walk away?
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to embrace people who are maybe Democrats to bring them over to our side for 2020. But yet she's making fun of you being a Democrat at some point. I don't know if you still are. It's none of my business. But all I'm trying to say is that she's always pointing the fingers. And yet here she is having, it was no secret that she had this boyfriend and she was broken up. And I met her one, and we were at a party with a lot of other patriots. And she was showing me pictures of her and him together. She was very upset that this ex-boyfriend was dancing with somebody at the house party. And I think she had like 100 on her phone, and she showed me at least a dozen very private photos.
Wow.
And she was telling me, you know, oh, he's madly in love with me, and this woman's trying to take him away from me. I mean, junior high school drama. I thought that was quite odd. And you don't share photos with a stranger we knew each other by bumping to each other on Facebook, because I share a lot of other people's videos and posts, politics. So I may have, you know, we have that kind of a friendship before I met her in person. So through Facebook, I've acquainted myself with a lot of other patriots.
Well, now that you mention it, I will respond to what you said about me being a Democrat. I've never hidden my political affiliations or my background. And I, as one of the hosts of a radio program here on WDAY, says about me every time I come on his show, I had a rude awakening. Cindy's here. She had a rude awakening. And I've had to apologize to a lot of conservatives because I was manipulated. I had to admit that in a very public way. I have done so on radio and television locally, not just on my own program, but on other people's programs. And like I said, I've had to apologize to a lot of people for my involvement, for my behavior. I believe that what I've been doing ever since, which is exposing that kind of manipulation, the lies, and the people that are spreading them, is my way of making good, is my way
right.
of correcting what my contribution to that was. Because I do feel like I'm responsible, especially as a media person, for whatever I contributed to that divisiveness, to that propaganda. So that is why I expose it now. Thank you for mentioning that. But I want to get back to what you were saying about the time that she spent at your home. Now, some people on our comments right now are saying that they know that she mistreats her husband. And you had mentioned to me that you personally saw interactions where she was even communicating with one of her exes while her husband was there.
Oh, she has an obsession with the ex. So in her mind, this is a delusional person. And it's sad. I really am not here. And I want to make it clear, I'm not here to bash. I'm here to set the record straight. This person has a platform. She can go live anytime she wants. She can talk about people anytime she wants. She can smear and giggle and laugh all she wants. But we're not able, or me personally, I'm not able to defend myself and to say, hey, that's not how it went down. And she just tries to shut people down by reporting their pages, getting their pages shut down. I mean, that's why I'm banned right now from Facebook, because, you know, she didn't like that I made a comment on a post the other day. So she sent me a very nasty, threatening to sue me for slander text message. So, you know what? Everybody has the right to speak, and I'm here to be as clear and honest as I can about this individual. So I think a lot of the way she handles herself isn't proper. So if you want to talk about her husband, he is the one who takes care of the animals. He's the one who takes care of everything she needs to have done. He's a very loyal husband, And I, you know, he even has to suffer the knowledge of knowing she's going off. She had gone off with this other guy and was having an affair with this other guy. Now, I'm not here to talk dirt on anything. That's all personal information. But when she talks personally about Oscar, or she's talking personally about Anthony, and she's bringing up things in the past, that's, it really isn't. And when she questions their moralities and she's questioning who they are, look, these are great reporters. I really admire their work. They may have a past, and I, you know, am saying, I'm trying to say, you know, no one has a perfect past, but for her to use that on her platform to smear somebody, let's get the record straight, lady. You got your own past where your morals should have gone into question on a lot of occasions. And one of them is, it's not proper to take people's personal pictures and go and plaster them like she did one of her friends, who's her enemy, who plastered, you know, some very pornography-type photos, and she giggles about it. She thinks it's funny, and she really is not well. You know, this is not a person who you should take seriously and take what she has to say about anything with a grain of salt, because she's not telling you the truth. I mean, how deceitful is it to do all these lives all this time and no one knows she's married? No one knows that her husband's the one holding the camera or the one in the car driving the car while she's making the videos, you know, while everyone's so concerned about her safety. And, you know, it's just not being honest with your audience. And there's a lot of things she's not being honest about.
And you mentioned to me something that was really kind of, I don't know, I thought it was preposterous what she was making allegations about in the case of a BNN reporter. And you actually met up with Paloma and this BNN reporter's family at an event, was it? Or where were you?
Oh, yes. There's a particular person who's married, he has kids, and he's very, very well known. And he's a great guy. I've met him a few times. And the situation was this. This was like, I think, St. Patrick's Day, and I had gone out to listen to music, and I invited her, and she came, and we got a hotel. I got the hotel, and the next morning she was meeting with this very well-known person. But the whole time she was telling me that he was interested in her, and that he's bringing his wife, that his wife is jealous of her. It's preposterous. This man is happily married. He has children. He's very well respected. What I'm trying to get at is she's very grandiose in her thinking. She's like the beauty queen in her eyes, that every man is falling on the floor to worship her. Mm-hmm. And it just isn't true. She believes that this guy, let me go back to the ex-boyfriend. I mean, to this day, she believes he's madly in love with her. She took my phone, my Instagram, and tried to get in touch with him at Christmas time, and he blocked me because he doesn't want to have anything to do with her. Yet anybody that's close to her thinks that this guy is madly in love with her. So she lives this illusion. Mm-hmm. It's an illusion. So she felt that this guy that we met at St. Patrick's Day, he brought his wife and his kids, and, you know, she demanded that her husband get there. Get here right now. Get here right now. He's bringing his wife. And, you know, she was demanding that he be there because she thought that this, what I'm trying to say is it's not
coming out. Let me help you real quick.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear, because you wanted to use as an example the ex person that she had a relationship with, that she had compromising photos of, as an example of her delusion that she projects that this person is still in love with her, when in fact you witnessed the fact that she tried to get a hold of him and he blocked through your device, and
Instagram.
He blocked her.
Yeah, he blocked me because.
But you were not talking about the BNN reporter.
Paloma, and I guess, you know, he just went click. This is Paloma. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But you were not talking about the BNN reporter.
Yeah.
That you were telling the story about.
No, but the BNN reporter, I just want to go into that a little bit. So she tells me that he's attracted to her, that he has a thing for her. This is a married man. He's all over traveling. He's very well known, and that, you know, claimed that the wife wanted to meet her because she was jealous of her. And then she demanded that her husband show up and sit there. And right away when they came to the table, you know, she's like, "Hi, this is my husband," you know, who's a secret to everybody. But all of a sudden she wants him there, you know, for to prove to the wife or to prove to the husband, you know, "Here's my husband, here's my husband." I don't know what I'm trying to get at, because I there's a bigger story around this, but because I can't use his name, I'm getting kind of...
No, and that's fine. I think that that's fine, because we don't want to further victimize any of her previous victims. What I thought was really creepy was how she kind of threw one of this reporter's kids on her lap, and what she said about it.
Yeah, so he has two children, and one of them was like a toddler, and she immediately grabbed the kid and put her on her lap the whole time, and she was like, "I want one of these, I want one of these, oh, I want one of these," referring to a child as a this. And this is the mentality I'm trying to get at. The woman is psychologically disturbed. She really looks at pets and people and animals as objects. You know, you're an object. If you're a friend of hers, you're an object of hers to use for her glorious purposes of, you know, becoming, you know, popular, liked, loved. She's always starving for attention. And she said, "I want one of these, I want one of these." And her husband was very upset about it after the family left, because she invited me to go pick out a child. She got a phone call, and somebody in Mexico was meeting with her the next day to go get a child.
Pick out a child? Like,
yeah,
at a mall or something, or what?
Well, she invited me. She said they were arguing over the fact that he would have to be the one to take care of the child. And he said, "No, you know, because he's the one who takes care of all the animals. He's the one who takes care of all her business. He's the one who does everything. He's the one who has to worry about cleaning up the messes and feeding the animals. And it's all his responsibility, and taking care of her website and packaging the shirts and packaging the hats and doing all the work. I mean, he's actually just doing all the work. And if they were to have a child, he would be stuck with the child, because he knows well enough that she's not capable of caring for a child herself." And I declined. I said, "No, I don't really go to Mexico." I stopped going there about 10 years ago. My family lives there, but I stopped going there for personal reasons. When they took that Marine in, I kind of boycotted Mexico, who stayed there. I mean, Montel Williams got involved and got our Marine out. This was like 5 years ago, but I stopped going there for that reason. But, you know, she wanted me to go with her to go pick out a child. Now, I don't know if it's an orphanage. It's scary. It's scary to think, like, who's offering you a child to pick a child?
Pick a child. That's crazy. I don't, yeah. That story was really, really disturbing to me. But there's more than that. You have stated, and you sent me a clip of a video, that she's been accused of theft. Not by you, but by the Latino for Trump leader or founder, Marco Gutierrez, right? Here's a clip. I'm going to play that, and then I'll have you comment.
Somebody sent it to me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to the clip, and then I'll have you comment.
Okay.
You're not involved in this. This is why I've never involved you. I never questioned you about it. I never said anything to you about Paloma, because you have nothing to do with this. You have nothing to do with her. You know she's a dangerous woman.
You know, I've been close to Robert for a while, and I've been seeing every time, you know, he's having a hard time just letting go of her, and her letting go of him. She's not going to stop. I introduced her to one of my clients. She has ripped my client out of money. My client got her a new phone. I mean, this lady is a user.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I want you to know, Marco, that I've heard about her a long time ago, and it didn't even come from Rob. I want you to know this, that I did not even find out about her and Rob until recently. That's because he doesn't talk about her. He has nothing to do with her. You understand? He's tried to stay away from this woman. And all she's done is badmouth him. I mean, Marco, seriously, like, they have a memorial. He had a picture of a memorial that he did for his dog, and she posted it yesterday. That's sick. Who does that?
Okay. So I just wanted to play the clip where he talks. This woman is talking to Marco Gutierrez, and you know the people in this video. I don't know the people in this video. You sent me the video. Could you tell me?
Well, the video was sent to me, and it was a year or so ago. And I asked her about it recently when she was here, because she was going to go. She was going to go meet him or something, and I said, "Well, why did he say that about you? That you stole a few thousand dollars from his client?" And she admitted that she sees a guy. This guy, her client, the guy is someone that was introduced to her, and then she can get money from him anytime she wants. And you know, she accommodates him. That she even said, you know, he bought me a $3,000 bedroom set. So in Mexico, she has a $3,000 bedroom set that this guy, Marcos's client, one of the ways he paid her was for being company for him. Was, you know, not only does he give her money, but he gives her thousands and thousands of dollars worth of furniture. So the bedroom set that they use in their bedroom for her and her husband was bought by some Joe Blow that was a client of Marcos's. So, but I think the shocking thing about that is that he's stating, this is when they're, you know, she's being representative of Latinos for Trump and doing all these videos for them. And yet behind the scenes, he's acknowledging that she ripped off his client mm-hmm. for thousands and thousands of dollars. And I say ripped off, I don't know if it's really ripped off, but she, you know, became available to for his, whatever his needs were, whatever the exchange was mm-hmm. for money. And so
it's, and she it's, admitted that to you, that there yeah. was an exchange of gifts and money.
Yeah.
So one of the things that has been said to me by some of the victims in the past is that she uses private information of theirs sort of as a tool to extort, sort of as a tool to blackmail people. You yeah. recently received a phone call. You don't have to say who it is if you don't feel comfortable, but that person confirmed several of these things, including the fact that she does indeed extort people.
Oh,
or blackmail
yeah,
people, blackmail out. Them.
I talked to that she keeps... Yeah, but she keeps information on people, tons of information on people, photos, and, you know, that's what I was told, because for blackmail, basically, you know, to have her way with them, and otherwise, you know, she's going to expose them to their wives. So... You know, we're talking about a person that doesn't have scruples, and that's what I'm trying to get at here. I'm trying to say, look, for example, she has a following. She told a story. She always used my iPad when she came here before she got laptops. She always told me this. She told me this story that she had her car broken into, that her iPad was stolen along with the phone and some things. I think she had a class, and it was like a couple years ago, but she went to her audience recently this last year around November and told her audience her car was broken into. They took her iPad or her laptop or whatever. Wasn't true. And the next thing I know, she's at my house with three or two different laptops and an iPad or something, or a phone. I don't know what, but she had gotten from the kindness of people's hearts by making these live videos and telling people these stories about other people, and then telling these people that she had her car broken into. There were a couple remarks on the post that said, oh, really? You know, why don't you go through your insurance company and things like that. But out of the kindness of people's hearts, they've sent her you know, laptops and computers and phones. And I just thought that right there, that was a sign for me that you're dealing with a very conniving person, a person who's not being truthful, a person that's using other people's kindness through her videos to be deceitful and to not be upfront that, yeah, her car was broken into, but it was long ago.
Now you said it wasn't broken into at the time that she requested this assistance. How do you know that?
Right. No, because she was at my house.
Oh, okay.
She was at my house when she brought these. Yeah, she was at my house when she had gotten those things in the mail, and she brought them over to open them up, and, you know, and she was all excited that she got this stuff in the mail, that, you know, these people responded to her video. She said her first saying that her car was broken into.
But it hadn't been.
You know, it's very dishonest. It's very disingenuous. When she goes and makes fun of people being frauds and, oh, the GoFundMe and all this, you know, woman, you actually have done worse. And it's just very quite hypocritical. It's not fair. And I think I don't think it's fair for her to, you know, like shut me down and not let, you know, I'm speaking. I really had nothing to say. We haven't been friends for 4 or 5 months. She threatened me at that time never to speak her name. She'll find out. You know, I don't have time to be worried about playing games if I speak her name or not. But surely I have the right to speak anytime I want to. Surely I have the right to respond to her making a video about me the other day.
Yeah.
Surely I have the right to not be blocked.
Or to have a rebuttal to some of the accusations that she is making, that you were always a bad person. She had a feeling about you from the beginning.
Yeah. Yes.
And what I believe, honestly, I will tell you, because we had never met before. I sent you a message because I thought that your comments on my show were very insightful, and it sounded as if you really knew her, like you met her, you had her at your house, etc. And I didn't know that your relationship was, you know, several years in the making, but you were able to kind of challenge, you're able to challenge some of these notions that and accusations that she projects about other people that she has been attacking, including, for example, this idea that she is an animal lover and that she takes care of all these dogs. You first of all, you've stated that the person that actually does all of that is her husband, not her, but you had a personal experience with Paloma's animals.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, one time she brought a puppy who was almost going to die. She said she was really sick, and she had him in a cage. She had it was feeling better, and that it was she had to leave it here. She left it in a cage, and she put the dog in my garage, and the little puppy started crying, and I immediately took the puppy out when she left. I took the puppy out, and she spent the whole day with me. She had a great time. I have a 200-pound Rottweiler who has arthritis, who has a hard time getting around. He had a lot of fun running around, playing with her, chasing the little puppy. You know, she left it in the cage to cry, and I just thought, really? She thought I was going to leave the dog in the cage? I mean,
You to leave the dog in the cage because she said that the dog had, she just picked it up and it was sick and she didn't want it to make your pet sick?
Yeah, she didn't want whatever the dog had. But the dog, and it was having a hard time eating and stuff. So I cook for my dogs, and but my dog, the dog food was on the ground. The dog started eating like it was starving, the dog food. And I was so surprised, and I contacted her and I said, look, your dog is eating my dog's dog food. And I showed her a picture of the dog food so she could probably get the same kind. And then I cook for my dog's meat and I mix it with the dog food. So I had some chicken that day, and her little puppy was just eating the chicken like crazy and appearing to be like he's really feeling better. So I went outside to go water the dog, and she doesn't like the dogs. Any of her dogs to like be let go. They have to be like in cages and stuff. And I let the dog run freely because she's like, for the puppy, that it might run away. It might go run under a car. And like, nope, the dog was so observant of where I was. It always had me at the corner of the eye, and it never left my eyesight. So he was frolicking in the grass and in the flowers, and then later in the day, the backyard, I had to water the backyard, and she was out there playing in the backyard. And then I decided to take her a bath because she was really, really dirty and sticky, and her fur didn't feel comfortable. But I was carrying her half the time, and then she took a nap on my stairs. I mean, she was just really living a good puppy life with me that day. Not in a cage where that animal would have been left had it not been my house that animal was at. And I took the doggy a bath, and it had fleas, and I explained to her, you know what, the dog is probably sick because it's a little puppy and it can't resist the infections and stuff that flea bites give, can cause diseases. And I asked her, where does the dog, you know, is it with the other dogs? Yes. I said, do the other dogs have fleas? She said, yes. I said, well, you can't do that. It has to be nipped in the butt right away. You need to get them Capstar or take them a flea bath and get rid of the fleas. All the dogs have to have flea medication, and they all have to be treated at the same time to get rid of the fleas. You have to vacuum everything up, and you have to. It's just sad. It's sad because the little puppy had a really great life with me that one day. And, you know, I don't know. And then when I was in, when I went to invite her to St. Patrick's Day, when I got the hotel, her husband came by and they wanted me to see the other dog, Chapulin. And it's just like so sad. He had very little ability to move out in that cage. And when he was going to come out, he could hardly walk. His muscular, you could tell he's been kept in a cage. He didn't look, you know, like a normal dog who's normally able to roam and get that exercise. Mm. So that was the comment I met that she got upset about. I had made a comment on one of the live feeds, you know, somebody should ask her about her dogs. Now she contacted me and said, how dare you talk about my dogs? You don't even know where I live. I'm going to sue you for slander. And I'm not talking about her dogs. God forbid somebody actually goes to her house and sees how the dogs live, or go to Mexico where she's from, where she has all those other dogs, to see how those dogs live. Because she doesn't have time for any of these animals. She's just, it's a photo op. You know, here I am with three little puppies in my hand. Well, guess what? Here I am with my dog. And there's another dog right there laying on the floor. And I got, you know, I don't have them all locked up somewhere in a cage. Or in the back of my car in a cage. I'm, you know, they're, you don't hear dogs screaming in the background. Sometimes she does a video and there's like dogs screaming in the background. There's dogs here. There's about five of them here right now. You don't hear a dog bark. You don't hear a dog barking. Wow. I have my daughter's two dogs and my son's two dogs here. And you know, it's just really sad. So I have encountered two of her animals that were in pretty bad shape, pretty poor condition, you know.
It raised a red flag.
I'm not saying anything bad about, you know, I just made a comment like someone should ask her, why doesn't she show her dogs on videos? And, yeah, you know, why doesn't she interact with the dogs more? She's this big dog lover. Where are these dogs?
Yeah.
And when you hear them in the background, they really are sounding like, they're not being cared for. There's not one dog bark you hear right now.
Yeah.
I could take my video right now and go show you downstairs. And I just showed you two right here in my room, and they're just relaxing, and they're not, because they're content, because all their needs are met, because
right,
there's nothing they need, because I tend to their needs. And so there's something very odd about somebody that wants to have all these animals, but doesn't really know what it takes to really take care of the animals, and then leave them to the responsibility of her husband, who can only do so much.
Right.
He can only do so much.
And he's also at her beck and call, you said. You actually said that.
I mean, to never acknowledge them on your live feeds and to act like you're a single woman that has no protection and always asking for protection. I can't understand why, you know, she's not honest. Maybe he doesn't want to be on video. He doesn't have to be on video, but she should be honest. And she should say, you know, my husband is here next to me. He's driving me, or he's at this event. You guys don't have to worry. Be honest. And there's no honesty involved with this individual. And it's just really sad that, you know, look at how she treated me. And believe me, I don't have sour grapes about her not being my friend. When she lashed out on me with me like that for taking that picture, I took that girl took a picture with me, her arch enemy that mm-hmm. took her to court took a picture with me because I reached out and I said, this fighting has to stop. And we gave each other a hug, grandma to grandma. She wanted to take a picture. You know, what's a picture?
Yeah.
A picture, you know, what harm is that? And she just went ballistic. Said, I'm the worst person. You know, never talk to me again. You'll never be. So she sends me another message recently, the other day, saying that, oh, I know you're just upset with me because I won't let you in my life. I know you're just upset with me because, you know, I won't let you get close to me and you'll never get close to me. And I mean, the drama and the exaggeration. But behind that, it's the self. She just puts herself on a pedestal. She's so self-absorbed and she really is in her own little world. She thinks she's God's gift to men. She thinks men want to just fall down at her feet, married men. She doesn't have any hesitation to be with men for money, like she told me, admitted with this guy. Right. I mean, her poor husband, what kind of marriage is that? I have no idea. And it's none of my business. All I'm trying to say is that for her to go out and make videos and talk about other people and talk about me, and I want everybody to know out there who's going to watch this video, she made a video about her friend, and she completely lied about what happened with the friendship. And that's me, Mary Tondo. Mary Tondo Quintanilla. She made a video that I was the worst person. She had a really bad feeling about me, that I'm a really bad person. I mean, she said she did so much for me. And I just want to let her know, you know what? Let's look at who did what for who. I opened up my home. You got to meet my children. You got to meet my family. You got to be in my car when you needed a car, when your car wasn't working good. I was there for you for your court hearing. I was your only witness. No, she goes on the live video and she said she did all this stuff for me. Well, guess what? She said she did the hardest thing for me. She never worked so hard. She worked so hard nobody could work. Yeah, I have a disabled granddaughter and I'm her caretaker. And she wanted the job. I hired her, paid her hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars while I went out of town. And she did a good job. I'm sure there were no problems. But she doesn't tell that on the video. She doesn't say, instead of saying, you know, I basically helped her. I helped her mm-hmm. with money mm-hmm. In exchange for babysitting and watching my house while I was out of town. You know, I helped her with my car. I helped her with a place to stay, both her and her husband. On many occasions, I've stayed here for all different kinds of reasons because they live in Mexico.
Right.
And when they're here, they don't have to pay for a hotel.
But they've also stayed at... They've also stayed in La Jolla, right?
They have friends in La Jolla, yeah. I don't know where, but I think that's her husband's job or something over there. But a lot of times, you know, when they're, you know, she does a lot of traveling and people always wonder, well, you know, where does she get her money? Well, we had Marcos Gutierrez on that video claim that she's got thousands and thousands of dollars out of his client, and he actually states in that video she's dangerous. Yeah, I know, she's dangerous. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that know a lot of things about her that don't say anything, and I am just saying what I have to say because she blocked me. She blocked my face. She reported me to Facebook. She has me blocked for 3 days after 222,000 likes. Like, I'm a nobody. I'm just a woman at home with her granddaughter and her dogs. I don't have a platform. I don't do live videos. I just share information. So my thing is sharing information on my Facebook, and I get these likes, and Facebook acknowledges me for the likes. Never have I been banned, but oh boy, she sends me a text message threatening to sue me for slander and telling me to basically, you know, be quiet. And she's the only one who can speak. She's the only one who can have a point of view. She's the only one who can say what she wants to say. But us people, us normal people like myself, you know, we get shut down. She reported me, and I'm shut down for 3 days. Thank you, Paloma. Thank you. It's you know, now I get your – it's funny how things work. You know, now I'm on your show even though I'm shut down on Facebook. And she's always referencing God. When she was here, I taught her about God. I taught her how to pray. I told her – she believes in black magic. She believes in doing spells on people. She believes that people have harmed her by doing spells. And I explained to her that if you believe in God, you actually have protection from God. And, you know, I told her, you know, through Christianity, which I'm a Christian, you know, I taught her you know, how to not be afraid and give that power, because there is power. We're in a struggle between good and evil. I taught her so much about God. Now I hear her talk about God all the time, like this clip I just caught talking about God. You know, I can't really, I don't watch her videos, but there was a video that somebody told me she was talking about a friend, and so I watched it. And she was talking about me. She didn't want to name me. And that's what she does, I think, with you too.
Yeah.
She'll talk about you, but she won't name you, because then people can go to your page and they'll actually be able to listen what you have to say without any one-sidedness going on, you know, mm-hmm. because it's good to hear both sides of the story. And her thing is to shut people down, get their pages turned down, you know, get them banned. And, you know, it's very childish. The whole, it is a lot of drama. And, you know, why with conservatives? Why is she harassing conservatives? Why doesn't she just let it be? Why does she have to tell me, let's just end the friendship? I don't care. We ended the friendship, but she sure was pretty mean about it and pretty ugly about it, but I don't really care. I'm really thankful.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, KPPPLP, Fargo, Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves.
I don't have to waste my time opening my home, giving my heart, giving my time, giving my concern, sharing my prayers, you know, sharing my insight, my knowledge, my advice with somebody who just was spiteful of me in the first place.
Well, one of the things that people got really upset about was the fact that, you know, they felt like my exposing what I had learned about Paloma was divisive and that it was hurting conservatives. I have to tell you that my walk, okay, my path has been one of awakening to the hypocrisy, the lies, and the fraudulent behavior from the party I grew up in, the progressive people that I was surrounded by. And I felt a duty to expose that, which is what I have been doing. And I have been doing it consistently for years now. And I will tell you that when I saw Paloma walking and hugging and talking with a man being investigated by the FBI for allegedly selling weapons to Antifa at the border, that concerned me. When I saw her hugging a woman that works with Pueblos Sin Fronteras as a human smuggler, that was organizing the people in the caravan to stay in the sewer-filled streets for days without going to the government-supported shelter, that concerned me. When I saw her walk into the Border Angels shelter, which they keep locked down, nobody can go in, and like it was her house, that concerned me. And I brought all of these things to the forefront because when I see that kind of a modus operandi, it is usually coming from someone that is two-faced and someone that is hurting folks that she claims to be helping, hurting the people that they claim to be helping.
It's a mystery. You know, she's a mystery because she's very secretive. Who knows what the real story is? She's very, very secretive. She's not open and honest about anything, and it's because she doesn't know how to be. You're not dealing with a person who is open, honest, and genuine. She's very disingenuous, and honestly, I think she is very psychologically disturbed. There's just no way that this behavior is normal, any of it. There's a lot of drama with her. I overlooked it. I was in support of her. Because I don't like to see people hurt. I don't like, but what she has done to other people is very, very hurtful. What she has done, you know, it's just strange how she communicates. She's very vindictive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other day when she made that video about me, it's like, you know what? It could have been just a friendly, okay, I don't like you anymore, goodbye, that's fine. But she had to get so ugly about it, then turn around and do a video and claim that I was the one ugly about it. And I thought, wow, that's not very nice.
Now, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I wanted to have you on because, well, for a lot of reasons. First of all, you had a real relationship with her that lasted for years. She was in your home. You met her husband, and you met some of her pets. And you traveled with her and you went to events with her. So I felt like your statements, your eyewitness statements, could give more clarity to some of the, you know, he said, she said that's been going on. The second thing is, people have been accusing her of sharing compromising pictures of people and basically blackmailing folks with these kinds of photos. And you actually experienced it. You saw it with your own eyes in your home. And finally, I felt very strongly that you should have the right to be able to speak your truth, since she both spoke about you in videos and then blocked you, but also put you in Facebook jail so that you could respond.
Right. Yeah. And threatened me with a lawsuit. Now, I have to tell you, Ben Bergwam does a lot of reporting, and he was at an event I went to. It was with Dinesh D'Souza and Brandon Strock of Walk Away. And I went to Napa the next day. There was a beautiful private event at someone's house. They owned a winery. And Ben was there, and I never spoke to him. But guess what? Paloma had someone contact me and tell me that I'm not to speak to Ben.
At this event?
The falling out between me and her. And I thought, this woman is stalking me. She just, like, on top of where I'm at, and then to have a third party contact me and tell me not to talk to Ben about the falling out her and I had. What kind of control freak is that? And what is behind that? You know, now I have no time to worry about all what's behind that. I don't care. You know, she's insignificant to me, but the harm she's causing and the manipulativeness and how she is weaving this web of deception, and she's really a control freak. Mm-hmm. Now I could have, been retaliatory, exposed it and said, oh, look what Paloma's doing to me. She's saying I can't talk to Ben. To this day, I haven't talked to Ben. But it's like, what is she afraid of? I think she's afraid of people exposing the truth. So today, mm-hmm. all I want to do is shed light. And this is why I'm here. Yep. I'm not here to bash. I'm not here to get a lawsuit. I'm here to kind of counteract and kind of rebut, mm-hmm. do a rebuttal mm-hmm. of what she did on Facebook about me the other day, saying that I was the person who just won't let it go. You haven't heard from me. No one's heard from me or even knew that Paloma and I weren't friends anymore for 5 months now. Mm-hmm. For one, I don't have time. She's not someone I want to waste my time on. I think this is a significant time here. I think this is important. She's constantly making live videos about people attacking her. It's all drama. It's all exaggerated. It's half. It's not even near the truth. I would say it's not even half truth. And I'm here to testify. If anybody, you can take my word. There's nothing you need to question about the veracity of what I'm saying.
Well,
I am
you
a grown woman.
You did promise that you would share some of the text messages that she sent you. Not that I'm questioning you, Mary, but we talked about it previously. And I know that you are a super busy lady. Every time I've talked to you over this weekend, which is the first time I've ever talked to you, you were juggling 5 tasks at the same time. So I understand, and I'm thankful that you took time out of your Sunday to talk to me about this. But I would love it if you would share the evidence that you have. Obviously, anything that involves other people's privacy, I will not share. Like a good reporter, I just want to verify what I can share with folks. I will, so that they can see that, you have been truthful about all of your eyewitness accounts. But folks, I really want to thank Mary for her bravery the most, because a lot of her victims have been really too scared and have been both psychologically, and online, they've been harassed and abused. Yeah.
They're harassed. I mean, I was harassed. And I'll send you the text messages she sent me the other day, harassing me, telling me that she's going to sue me for slander just because I responded on a live feed and made a comment that someone should check her dogs or someone should ask her about her dogs. Simple little things like that, she flies off the handle. And you know what? If anybody's out there, have her go to her house and see how those damn dogs are, because I guarantee you that they're in great dire need, because this woman puts herself first. Any money that those people are donating to her, they're not going to go to the dogs. People donate to the dogs, I'm sure, but if any money they're sending her, they're not going to the dogs. I'm telling you. It's really sad. They should get flea medications, and they shouldn't have fleas. Can right. you imagine if you're saying you have 30 dogs and they all have fleas? What kind of diseases and they're suffering? I mean, that's like the worst. It's not right, and it's so cruel. It really is. And I'm not here to bash her. I'm just here to clear up some of the you know, what is she about? What is she doing? She's basically not being truthful.
I really commend you for it, because when I spoke out on behalf of those voices that couldn't, a lot of other people came forward to share more evidence, more information. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I hope it's giving people the courage to get out from under this bullying and this harassment. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And Mary Tando Quintanilla is here to shed that light today on the truth.
We'll see what happens. I'm not suicidal, by the way.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't even say that. I am going to keep you in my prayers. I truly, truly appreciate you shedding the truth about Paloma, because you didn't have to, like so many other people that have experienced her bullying and her threats and all of the things that she says about them. You could have just kept your head down. You didn't have to stick your neck out. But you did, and I commend you for doing it, Mary.
And it's my pleasure. If anybody needs, you know, any comfort, to know that, you know, you're not the only one out there. And it's really a bully to go on social media like she has done and smeared so many good people. You know, you may not like some of these people. You know, she turns on everybody. She's done live feeds with Anthony and with Oscar now. You know, she does live feeds bashing them. And it's just not appropriate. If you don't like somebody, then you just go on your own way and go forward with your own mission. But to constantly be bashing people and doing live videos, and she's doing live videos on you probably, bashing you, you know, that you're a Democrat. You know, I could care less if you're a Democrat. Guess what? I love all people.
Yeah.
I'm a unifier. I want to bring you Democrats. I want to bring you guys over to this side and help wake you up with my post, my 222,000 like vote post. You know, I want to help people, you know, see the other side and how, you know, we feel that our president is a good president. And there's nothing wrong with dialogue. But when you start, man, making the division that she's notorious for the division she's causing, after 4 or 5 months, I have the right to come out on your show and say what I have to say. And believe me, there's a million other things I could have said, and I'm not, you know, it's not coming up and it's not necessary, but, you know, and for this person to say that God's on her side, this is ridiculous. This is a person who has put magic, which, you know, the last time she was in my house, she asked me, oh, do you know so-and-so? I said, no. Oh, you never heard of so-and-so from Mexico? I said, no. She said, oh, she's the most famous witch in Mexico. And I just said, is that right? Now, she was taunting me with that because she knows how I'm the kind of Christian I am, that I'm against all of that. Yet the very last time she was in my house, she had to bring that up. Mm. And the reason why she's bringing that up is because that's what she really is about. And that's a whole different topic we can go do on a whole different day that I know about her with that.
Well, you can come on my show anytime, and I have to say you are a wonderful ambassador for conservatives. You really are, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate that. I'm going to try to red pill you.
Hey, let me tell you something. I was ignored and had every door slammed in my face when I tried to expose the frauds that were that came here, that brought us Standing Rock, that brought us that encampment for over a year, cost the state of North Dakota over $30 million. And it was conservatives in my community that I went to talk about this that finally began listening and helping spread the message, exposing all of these people. So I definitely believe...
I can pin you for your research and all that you do for human trafficking and child trafficking and all your interests that brought you to the border, where you got to meet some of these reporters and what brought you to know some of these issues. So this is all how it's all connected. Mm-hmm. And it's your good work and what you're doing with your sincere concern for the betterment of human, for mankind, you know, for humankind. And so, you know, you're another good soul. I commend you. And it's a very great pleasure to speak with you today. And thank you for reaching out to me and giving me the opportunity to speak, you know, some truth here in this matter, because with her, it's nothing but deceit and lies and half truths and damaging people's credibility. And that's just not proper.
No. And you know what? I have to say, yours is impeccable, Mary. So thank you for putting it on the line here on a Mexican crossing lines. And I want to wish everyone a very happy weekend and a good night.
Good night.
Thanks everyone for watching and listening here on a Mexican crossing lines with Cindy Gomez Shemp
and Duke Gomez Shemp
here on 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. Thanks for being with us, folks. Good night.